Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, April 7th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday to you. Well, it is Master Your Mindset Monday, and you know I love every show I do, but I really, really, really love Master Your Mindset Mondays because, well, you know me by now. I love all of that paradigm-shifting stuff. I love probing into our thought patterns. I love looking and learning about things with a new perspective. Boy, that always makes such a wonderful, wonderful difference. I love the challenge of seeing things differently, particularly if differently means better, more positive, more useful than the old way of thinking. That's one of the reasons I enjoy listening to Patti LaBelle's I've Got a New Attitude, because it's not just a one-time thing. You know, we can keep newing, and of course I made up that word, newing, our attitudes and perspectives often, whenever necessary, so we can keep moving ourselves in the positive and right direction in positions and places in life, everywhere that we need to go and everything that we need to do. And it all starts in our own heads. Yes, that's right. That's where it all begins. Master your thinking, and you can be well on your way to mastering things in your life that matter. Is it really that simple? Well, with some things, definitely. With other things that are more challenging, defiantly. You just got to take the right approach. Always listening, always looking, always learning, and always evolving. Today, superstar RRR TV host Cassandra McShepherd joins me for the next 30 minutes to talk about some paradigm perspectives. What do you see at the end of the tunnel? That's what we're going to be talking about. A light, a flicker, a flame. We believe that there's always something bright there to keep you motivated to keep going. So I want to welcome Cassandra on right now. Thanks for joining me, Superstar RRR.
It is always a pleasure, Silver. It's funny. I think the older that you get, the quicker you travel through your tunnels. But it seems like we just had this monthly meeting a week ago, at least. Certainly not an entire month ago. But I am so happy to be in position. And right? I'm so happy to be in position to share with you and your listening audience again. And I so love the topics that you decide or that you are obedient to having, if I might put it like that. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. Well, you know, it's stuff that I believe so many people experience, and that's, you know, what compelled me to do these shows and all of my shows, but particularly this, because I always say I wish there were things, the reality of things that people had told me when I was younger and growing up and growing into womanhood and growing into adulthood and all of that. I think that sometimes when we're being brought up, parenting and mentoring, we get told, unless you're really dealing with some wise person who really wants you to get it, we're not told all about the pitfalls and the downfalls and the hard places. And, well, maybe we are, but we're not told exactly what to do with it. And in many cases, unfortunately, we're told some of the wrong things, negative messages about what it really means. And once I became more astute in my understanding about life and also some educational parts of that that also helped, I felt very compelled to share. And you and I, for years and years, have had these kinds of conversations on the phone and in person.
Yeah.
And so it just seemed right and it seemed perfect to use a platform to share the things that you have gleaned in life, things that you know resonate with so many people, the lessons, the learning, the insights, the information. And so that's why Master Your Mindset is so important, because I learned the hard way with wrong thinking, what wrong thinking can do, where it can take you, how it can stymie you, how it can create self-sabotage and all kinds of other things. And when you learn to flip the script, everything flips. It really turns into a much more positive, productive direction. And so when we talk about this today, that's the whole idea of getting through the tunnel. And the first thing we're going to come out of the gates with is, what do you see when you find yourself in a difficult place that you know you have to get out of? So I hear you trying to say something, Cassandra, so I'm going to stop talking and let you say what you need to say.
Well, you said thinking in what you were saying. You said two words, thinking creates, and that's exactly what creates the things that we experience in life. And so I think when you look down a tunnel, that being betraveled, and you see a light there, a lot of people don't necessarily see a light. They just are burdened by the distance and the darkness, the appearing darkness of the tunnel. And a lot of people, when they do look ahead, they see the things that they've been told to expect. You talked a little bit about that also. You and I always encourage people to check for yourself, get the information, question it yourself. A lot of times people look down that tunnel and see a light and they fear it's a train. And it's just your... And it's not. I mean, sometimes it is if you're on an actual train track, but if you're talking metaphorically, it's just a path you've got to travel. And you and I both know that you're always where you are supposed to be. I believe this. I can't even say believe. I know this completely. And so if you are in an apparent tunnel, I think it's important to recognize where you are and what that path has for you. I think it's great if you do see a light at the end of the tunnel, but you've got to get through the tunnel.
That's right.
So, again, well, what do you see? I think a lot of people see, as I said, what they've been told they would see. And that, I think, is the first thing that we should do. We say this often. You've got to understand the recording that's on rewind on in your head.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And so then the first thing, as you were saying, and you covered a lot of what we need to get out there, and that is assessing the situation right. Have you gotten wrong messages about what you are experiencing right now? What's happening that's preventing you from having the ability to see a light, a flicker, or a flame? assessing what happened, because if you don't assess what happened accurately, let's say, for instance, you feel like, okay, your relationship has ended unexpectedly and you're just really, 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 really down in the dumps and it's somebody you've been with for a long time or even a short time, but you just don't know how to get past the pain, or maybe your business went under, or you've lost your job and you can't see your future clearly. It could be any number of things. Maybe you've had a tragic loss of some other kind, of an individual or some other something in your life, and it just feels dark to you. And so how do you even begin is the first question, to see a light at the end of the tunnel, or a flicker or a flame. You've got to see something, and assessing the situation accurately, because we, you know, one of the things you have to deal with in situations like this is, where is the logic? It's great to have a great degree of positive thinking, but also when in dark times, where's the logic? Logic has always been for me, I mean, once I got some of this stuff figured out, is that no, you don't hear too many people who have literally died in the middle of a problem. Everybody has problems. So it means to me there's answers. You know, you don't find people who are always just throwing up their hands and giving up and saying, I'm not going on with life. People get past breakups. They get past job loss. They get past financial difficulties. They get past businesses going under. And when you deal with the logic of that, then you can tell yourself, that's where the little flicker comes in, okay, people get past this stuff. This too shall pass. Also, in my particular circumstances, even though I don't have the answer to how, I don't have the answer to when, I don't have the answer to what to do at this point, but aha, I do know that this is not the first time this has ever happened. I'm not the only one it's ever happened to, and I will somehow get past it. So getting a real good view, a reality view of what happened, seeing the right perspective is how that first flicker comes into your mind. And it's something that we all, I believe, have to challenge ourselves to do, because when the something happens, the situation happens, the circumstances happen, you know, we kind of want to be in that place of, you know, self-loathing and disappointment and all of that. And sometimes that helps for just, you know, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, but shake that off so you can get yourself back up and going. I've learned that too. There's no point in that, because you can lose an awful lot of time in that place.
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. You certainly can. You're absolutely right, Silver. I think that assessment is good. You've got to have a clue of what you're dealing with before you can deal. But one of the things that I think is really great about that is, I think that we should not ever underestimate the ability to define a thing in our own way. And by that I mean, I say that so adamant. I'm adamant about, again, these messages that we often receive and we accept them to be true, and they are not necessarily. Oftentimes they're just someone's perception of what you are experiencing or what's really going on. And we need to remember that we always have the opportunity and really are encouraged to identify yourself. It's whatever you perceive is happening to you. That's how you're going to respond. And so you can't begin to deal with that perceived tunnel. And I say perceived tunnel intentionally, because, again, a tunnel feels like a dark. I mean, that whole consciousness is of a dark and frightening place, something you've got to traverse, and you don't know whether you'll turn out okay. But that's only if you perceive it that way. If you see yourself as a student, and this is just what I'm needing to learn right now, then that's how you will experience it.
Right, right. And all of those are other evolving processes. as well, but they certainly do help us in that particular struggle. The next thing I have is to start moving through the darkness even though you can't see. Start moving through the darkness even though you can't see. And you said something over the years, Cassandra, that I've always, always loved, and that is how you have said on occasion during some of these conversations is just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and before you know it, you're going to be someplace. And so I think it's critical for us to know that we can't always know exactly. And even though we cannot, that should not create a fear in us or a hesitancy or an unwillingness to take steps. Because if you don't take a step, you won't be any place. But if you take a step, at least you'll learn something in that step. Was it the right step? Was it the wrong step? Oh, that was a good step. Let me take another step. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me back step because that was the wrong step. Oh, shake that off. Okay, take another step. But whether it's a good step or it was the wrong step and you got to re-step, that activity in itself is still creating growth and creating momentum of some sort. We have to also, I believe, shake off the perfectionist type of an ideal type of thinking that we sometimes carry along with us in life, because if you live for a minute, you already know that you can end up sideways and off track pretty easily. And we have to be aware of that and very forgiving of ourselves and those particular processes, because whether people admit it or not, they're going through that. I don't care how lovely life may look on the outside or how lovely they may look on the outside. We are all going down similar types of life paths in different ways. It has nothing to do with whether you're at the bottom of the totem pole or you are at the top of the fame ladder. We all go through these existences pretty much dealing with the same kinds of issues. Some people just have other types of wherewithal to deal with things. And when I say issues, I'm talking about of the heart, of the mind, of emotional development and strengths, creating the strengths and things that we have and that we are growing and going with in life.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to remember that you do have to start the process, even though you can't see in the dark, that you have to start taking some steps.
I would agree. I would definitely agree. I would definitely agree. You said it well.
Yeah. Well, the next thing I have is that know that each step is really taking you closer to the light and to exiting out of that, you know, particular disappointment or place where you have been. Sometimes it's discouragement. Sometimes it's discontentment. Sometimes it's even a much more serious type of emotional depression. And sometimes it's just, you know, I love when I hear people say, sometimes it's just a situation, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a situation. And you just have to work on, you know, taking, again, the steps and knowing that these steps, if they're any bit calculated, or even if you're just taking a leap, you're still going to go somewhere. And, you know, going somewhere is still better than just sitting there and wallowing in discouragement, discontentment, or depression. What say you?
You know, Silver, let me, you said something about knowing where you are, knowing what's going on. And I'd like to offer that knowing is a little overrated. The reality is we don't really know much, and that's okay. I think that is the point of life. For when you know a thing or are convinced that you do, it kind of takes out the need for faith, and so it's better to just recognize that you are a journey person, on your way to discovering where you are, and as I said, most importantly, because I think that this is so critical, what needs to be done? You know, if you are there, it's for a reason. What is that reason? What is there to be learned? A lot of times we want to rush through our processes. We don't want to take the time to understand, to figure out exactly what we're doing where we are. And I think mm-hmm. that we do ourselves a disservice in that respect.
You're right. Absolutely. What came to mind when you were saying that is how Einstein said, if you keep doing the same thing, expecting to get different results, that's what he calls insanity. And sometimes I've kind of done that a time or two, and it wasn't because it didn't feel like insanity, maybe until, you know, the second, third time, but you kind of think you maybe didn't do it right the first time. And so you tweak it a little bit, or you think you're looking at it differently, but you actually are doing the same exact thing. And of course that doesn't create you seeing that real, direction or that light or that flicker, that flame, the way you need to, because you just kind of did do the sidestep or the backstep and didn't really do the thing that was going to move yourself forward. But again, I just want people to remember in that, because that can feel so frustrating. That can feel so much like failure. But you have to remember that that's all a part of the process of picking yourself up and getting going, relearning, redoing, becoming more brilliant, I believe, in the process of doing things in life. When we were talking a couple minutes ago about the right messages, when we would been around long enough to know that, you know, years ago when I was growing, when things didn't work out, when failure occurred, things like that, there were some messages that were just such beat down messages for individuals. Oh my God, your business failed? Oh my God, what a loser you are. And, you know, all kinds of wrong types of approaches to things that happen. And those things can, you know, I thank God for the person. I wish I could meet the first person who said, failure doesn't mean things are final. Failure doesn't mean that life is over. Failure is learning. I wish I could meet the first person that said that, because when people started catching on to that light, things started to turn a lot differently, and now you hear all over the place and all books and articles and motivational speakers saying you can't succeed unless you fail, you know, can't succeed unless you fail many times. Go ahead.
Exactly. And there are so many stories of people who have failed. Again, I question what failure by whose standards? You know, failure said who? a lot of times we judge ourselves so harshly.
Yes.
And
yes.
it doesn't have to be defined as a failure. It's just process.
And that brings us right to our last point, Cassandra. Remember the processes. Because those are the things that really help you know how to turn on that switch at the end of the tunnel. And when I say remember the process, it's all of it. You know, there are times when we just feel like, oh, I just want to forget that happened. I just want to forget that I went through that. Well, yeah, I get it. I get it. And at some point you do put stuff on the shelf and not keep living in it from day to day. But those remembering the processes of getting through
dark times or going through your tunnel or teaching yourself the ability to turn on the flicker or the flame or the light is very valuable to you in everyday circumstances. Because what you learn is that this is not just about when catastrophic things happen in your life. This is about when ordinary situations happen where you may have to deal with something that comes up during the day with your kids or with your job or with your in your relationship. You begin to think in a way that says, oh, okay, let me get a good view of really what's going on here, what has happened. And you use these processes to get through them. Okay, well, what would be the first thing for me to do to try to make this right and get to where we need to go so that this isn't feeling like it's such a crummy, crazy situation? And then, you know, actually doing that and knowing that, you know, if you do take certain types of steps, you create certain types of happenings around it, that you are going to eventually come out on the other side of it. Remembering the processes play a huge role in how we do life on any given day. Tunnels don't always have to be of the catastrophic size. They can be, you know, small and medium and large and then catastrophic. But we can use these same tools for getting through all of that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we just want to forget what we've experienced, what we're doing in essence is robbing ourselves of lessons learned throughout those processes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not to be forgotten. I mean, many of them are to be, many of those experiences should be reveled in. You got through, and that's the most important thing.
That's exactly
that you
right.
Have, yeah, that you've come through. And just to want to put it behind you doesn't acknowledge your growth or what you've learned in any given situation. So it's not, it's you know, and again, like I say, I think that us knowing is just really overrated. the reality is you can't ever really know. And that's the truth. You just you can't. You can think you've got a good idea. I've been here before. Or I know what this is, or I know what to do. But the truth is, you don't. It could be similar to something, a set of circumstances that you have experienced, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, feeling like, okay, I think I know how to handle this. That's what experiences are for. But we should never shut ourselves off to being open and available to get what life is teaching us. You say when certain situations happen, it's just life happening. That's what it does. It happens.
Mm-hmm. And I think what you just said, Cassandra, is the key. And that's when the bright light is there, knowing that I got through it and, wow, look what I learned about it in the process. That's really great. Well, we are going to wrap. And I think that that was just a lot of really good insight to share. And, of course, we could talk about this for the next 2 or 3 hours, but we won't do that to people who are just trying to get some tidbits to move and grow and go on. But I want to thank you for being with me again today. Your participation is so invaluable. Can you remind people of the things that you're doing right now and how to take a look at your website?
You can find me at CassandraMcShepherd.com. You can spend your mornings with me at Fox6Now.com, a TV show called Real Milwaukee, where we have a lot of fun. People tell us, and we love it, that they like getting their day started with us, that we give them much to laugh about. And, you know, I know the power in laughing. And, of course, always meet me here on Master Mindset Mondays with Silver Ray Fox.
Wonderful. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in today. It's always a great pleasure and a privilege for me to have you share in by listening to what we're talking about. I'm going to have another show coming up on Thursday, so keep your eyes peeled for that. I'm going to have celebrity publicist Kim Toomey on with me, and we're going to talk about her life and what it's like hanging with the stars. So I don't want you to miss that. So come on back on Thursday, and I'll look forward to talking to you then. Have yourself the most amazing day. And remember, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. It's just all about how you see it. It could be a flicker. It could be a flame. It could be a bright, brilliant old light. But it's always there, and you can get to it. Be blessed. Talk to you again next time.